Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is our final hour for a Monday. If you've missed it, a couple things. One, you can podcast so many of our segments. We'd love to have you do it. WCCORadio.com/Chad. WCCORadio.com/Chad. You can follow any of us or all of us. That's what we would prefer on Twitter, at Chad Hartman Show, at Dan Cook, WCCO, at AC830. I mean, the major theme through this show has been the last 5 minutes when we were on the air. I mean, Dan Cook just assaulting,
you know,
Adam Carter. I mean, first he's tubby, then he's a racist. What's next this hour, Dan?
I don't know, but between you and your buddy Laz stirring things up that aren't necessarily there, people should not be following either one of you on Twitter, I think. This is nothing but fake news.
All I know is cancel culture.
Yes, exactly.
I'm happy to cancel fake news. Thank you very much.
Dan is deciding who you can listen to and who you can't. I mean, do you need representation, Carter, at this point?
No. I've got a guy.
Do you have the same guy Mike Lindell will have when he takes on Dominion?
Well, isn't Doug Wardlow one of his attorneys?
He's his main guy.
Yeah.
Apparently, we're about to get a rematch, too, with Wardlow and Ellison. And when Wardlow came out with his video entree last week, he was blaming Keith Ellison for all the violence in Minneapolis. Hmm. Can you explain that to me, how the attorney general for the state of Minnesota should be blamed for violence in Minneapolis? Anybody?
I think we know why, Chad.
Yeah. Apparently we do. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of violence in the metro area, which is way too high, and we've discussed it numerous times, and we've called out leadership before, we've called out the criminal behavior, but I saw another good story by Mara Godfrey in the Pioneer Press today about carjackings up in St. Paul, also up in Ramsey County also. It's not just Minneapolis. So far, reading from Godfrey's story, 25 carjackings. This is in St. Paul from the start of the year compared to how many last year this time? 25 carjackings compared to 3. Story points out, according to Chief Axtell, the individuals mainly involved, 12 to 17-year-olds. 12 to 17-year-olds are carjacking. We talked about the horrific numbers and many violent crime numbers in Minneapolis. Police say last year, as we pointed out, 405 carjackings last year. That was a 301% increase. St. Paul doesn't regularly separate carjacking statistics and robbery or motor vehicle theft, or if you're down south, vehicle. There were in St. Paul 2,774 auto thefts in 2020. That's up 33%. From the five-year average. What in the hell are you supposed to do if you're out and about right now and you're worried your car is going to be stolen? You're worried somebody's going to confront you. And in some of these cases, Adam, it's a 12-year-old. It's a 14-year-old. So you can be smart. You can be paying attention. You can be respectful. You can lock the door. I mean, we also had the story over the weekend. This one's come up before. I know you've reported this before. Catalytic converters stolen at a high rate because of the money they can get for them. So good luck to you, Carter, if you're just driving your car right now.
Yeah, I see that, too. Carjackings are up in many, many metropolitan areas.
Yes.
And there's, like, several, like, hypothetical reasons why, including even mask wearing, you know, people wearing masks that just kind of, you know, can, so some of these people who are doing this, you know, and people don't look out of the ordinary wearing a mask nowadays. So that's one of the reasons.
I mean, Dan, the numbers jump at you, right?
And without question. Yeah.
If people heard us 2-3 weeks ago, we certainly were talking about this a lot with Minneapolis, but along with the data, 12 to 17-year-olds. So this is happening from a 6th grader, a 7th grader, an 8th grader. If I lose my car, I probably don't give a damn whether it's a 12-year-old or a 72-year-old. But when we look at it in more of the macro sense, 12-year-olds are a part of what's taking place. I know this isn't the first time it's been noted, but when the chief of police in St. Paul is talking about how it's 25 at this point compared to 3, and the main group includes 12-year-olds, that's a pretty sad statement.
I remember hearing a community activist talk about that one of the unfortunate byproducts that he feared coming off of the violence this summer was that gangs were going to get a bigger foothold in the cities. And I wonder, given the age of, like you talk about, that age range that are perpetrating this, whether there's some sort of gang initiation or involvement that goes on here. Because that does seem odd to me that it would be that specific and that young as the majority of people doing this. I just wonder if that has something to do with it.
When they are as young, and Dan certainly has a valid theory there, Adam, I wonder if the younger ones and the money they can just get for the catalytic converters, that they're not, it's not as easy also to show up with fill in the blank whatever car, but Facebook Marketplace, all the different options you have for catalytic converters. And I've told these stories before, and I heard another one last week. A friend of a friend, downtown Minneapolis. I forget what time, but it was in the day. It was like kind of rush hour. Somebody confronts him, main area downtown Minneapolis, with a weapon, and just took off. Just took off, and thankfully they didn't fire. And I know this isn't just Minneapolis, St. Paul, because you nailed it. There are too many big cities where the increase has jumped up dramatically. And again, it kind of goes back to our conversation last week, Adam, about if we have the continued success with COVID vaccines, and if, and this is an odd way to say it, but hopefully Mike Osterholm is wrong, and he's somebody I believe in 100%, but hopefully Mike is wrong about the variants and the next 3 months being such a harrowing experience, and we have the opportunity to come downtown, whether it's downtown St. Paul or downtown Minneapolis. Adam, this is another reason why I'm not nearly as optimistic as you, because people are going to read about this, and it's not just the perception, it's the reality that this has increased significantly, and a lot of people are going to say it's not worth it. And a lot of those folks, I think, Adam, are people who weren't in the crowd before, who said, nah, downtown's too dangerous. It's a new group that are going to look at either downtown and say, do I really want to take the chance?
Yeah, it's especially, you know, when it's somebody if those experiences are closer to home and there's somebody you know or somebody, like you mentioned, a friend of a friend, then, yeah, that changes people's minds for sure.
It is, you know, and you do need more police officers on this one. You do need better trained police officers. You do need individuals who are trained to handle mental health situations. You need other people who are living within the community who understand why this is happening. You understand why you need to understand why some of these kids are not going to school, what's happening there. But it's a sad situation that is taking place all throughout the country. A dangerous situation on a flight, and that is a massive understatement. Let's talk about that when we come back. We'll get to the flight. Hold on, keep Brittany up there in the background. Did you guys either live or on the video see the open of SNL using Brittany? Because we get the free Brittany doc, and a lot of people talk about that. I have not seen it yet. I want to see it. Are you guys going to watch it?
No.
The documentary or the SNL skit?
No. The documentary first, you know, and what's been going on with Control Over Life. Does that intrigue you at all?
Jen watched it and was very, she thought found it fascinating, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't intrigue me really.
I am going to watch it at some point, but I hear good reports. So the SNL open is her, and she's saying, I'm back and I'm here, and they're playing Toxic there in the background. And then they have Republican hit job. And it's funny. Andrew Cuomo made himself available for show after show after show. He's not doing that so much now. So Andrew looks like he's...
Have we started a clock on him yet? And this is a pretty sustained amount of heat that he's taking.
Yes.
And like you said, from both sides of the aisle, I mean, is the clock ticking on the Cuomo governorship here?
Well, what's interesting, too, is there was always kind of a whisper campaign about how he was when he ran HUD during the Clinton administration. And I think that was about the time when he first ran for governor and it was failed. And there were rumblings about his behavior. But I don't think it's been the combination of New York and national coverage. And Adam, in this case, it's both. It's not just his abhorrent behavior. By the way, for the Democrats are saying, oh, who cares about behavior? Give me a break. We all, if you had any credibility, criticized Donald Trump and his treatment of people. So let's do this novel concept, hold people to the same standard. And also, Adam, lying about fatalities. Lying about who was in long-term facility and who wasn't. And when he says, oh, what does it matter where they died? Yeah, it does. And when you write a book about it, separating your shoulder, patting yourself on the back, it sure as hell matters. All right, the United footage. Now, Adam, you have said you are a better flyer now. At different points in your life, I believe you referred to it as the tube of death when you get into an airplane. This is the United Airlines flight 328, Denver to Honolulu. And the right engine blows apart just after takeoff. And for me, the definitive video was right from the seat, Adam, staring at the engine, at least part of the engine, and it's on fire. How the parts of the engine didn't land on someone or on specific property that caused damage because it just landed in yards is a miracle. But with your new calm flying expertise, although I don't know if you still have that expertise because you haven't been flying in a while, how would you have held up?
I don't know if I should like be terrified at the story or be amazed at the story. Maybe both. Okay, that engine can do that and the plane still, you know, made a successful landing. In otherwise good shape. But, yeah, you think about a lot of different things. First of all, I mean, if that happens at, you know, when they're at like 35,000 feet over the Pacific,
Yeah.
Then what happens? But the fact that the engine stayed on the wing, I mean, those wings are, they had just taken off for a long flight, so those wings are full of fuel, and the thing is on fire. I don't know how you keep your sanity if you're on board that flight looking at that thinking, oh, my God. But
we're going to die.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
That.
Don't you think plenty of people were looking
sure.
at that
yeah.
scene?
Yeah, we have,
it's over.
Yeah, I heard some people talking that they were holding hands and talking about their kids and scary.
Dan still would have been accosting you with accusations.
I would have been seeing how many parachutes were on the plane and making sure I had one before Adam did.
How would you have held up, Dan?
Well, I mean, it sounds like a joke, but in all seriousness, I mean, can you imagine sitting there watching it and like not soiling yourself? Because like you said, I mean, you're just convinced at that point, oh my God, we're going to die. That video still stuns me, and Adam nailed it, that a plane could be that damaged and on fire and somehow still make a successful landing is stunning. And like you said, thank God nobody was hit by any of those falling parts, because totally random and that absolutely could have happened.
Well, how about the fact that around the same time, Dutch authorities are investigating what they're classifying as a strikingly or similar incident when a cargo plane dropped engine parts shortly after taking off? An airport spokesperson said small metal parts were scattered all over the southern town. Okay. What is the likelihood, Adam, that takes place? And obviously, United has said they're removing the aircraft from service. That's a given. They had no choice. But now that the folks are safe, that's the frightening part about it. Is this one of the craziest coincidences ever in airline travel? Or do they have a major, major problem?
Well, Boeing's track record with the MAX 737 MAX would tell you that it's the latter.
Well, if we start saying, though, that we're not getting on Boeing planes, that's eliminating a lot of our flights, correct?
Correct. There's usually only two options, Boeing or Airbus.
Yep. And then this will get back to Dan, and I'm sure we're going to see some long reporting on it, kind of revisiting who is policing the airline industry. Because after the Boeing MAX stories, if you read those or you watched them, quite frequently the government turned that over to the airline industries themselves.
Yeah. Now, if there was ever a case for the FAA to be going over a company with a fine-tooth comb at this point, this has got to be it, right? I mean, how many strikes does Boeing get before, you know, it's, guys, you got to open up all the books. We got to look at everything because something's very, very wrong with this company.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details, but I do remember the three of us talking that, and let's remember, when you think about the amount of flights we have every day, it's an amazing track record of success, the airline industry as a whole, that the crashes are so minuscule. So we can't lose that in the context of the conversation. But, Adam, how many other industries which have peril as a part of their everyday operation and the federal government says, hey, you go ahead and police yourself, and if it's a problem, let us know?
Yeah, no, I don't want no.
No. I'm incredulous. So, yeah,
I Googled that. I was thinking about that, too, a part of the story. It's been so long since we've had a passenger jet crash in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Now, if I this might be wrong, but apparently the last one was in February of 2009.
Wow. People now are chiming in quickly because the engine does matter, and I appreciate them coming in, that it's a Boeing flight, but it's the engine manufacturers.
Pratt & Whitney.
Are the ones that we should be concentrating on. So I appreciate the text on that. Thank you so much. It doesn't mean Boeing is completely off the hook. And our overall discussion about who is regulating the industry itself, but that's worth noting that Pratt and Whitney built the engine. Pratt and Whitney. When was that date again, Adam? Just to remind you.
Apparently the last U.S. passenger plane crash was the Colgan Air Flight near Buffalo in February of 2009.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And it adds to how this stood out and how fortunate people were, but then the questions about what is taking place.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.